What's new, Nate?
The opportunity to go to the Georgia Wildlife Federation Keep Georgia Wild kind of pre-legislative meeting last week.
Yeah, GWF.
GWF. Great organization.
They are a good organization.
If you don't know about them, look them up. If you're in Georgia, donate. They really do fight for hunting and fishing rights and access and public lands and kind of the whole nine yards. They're just a hunting and fishing organization at the core. And got to hear from the director of wildlife services for the DNR, which was cool. Got to hear from law enforcement director, like the game warden
right, like
guy.
The chief of that.
Right. He told some interesting stories, like they caught a guy selling live sharks. They caught a guy selling live turtles. Caught a guy that was stealing a bunch of state-owned property, like four-wheelers and stuff like that. So, you know, they're out there doing the business.
Yeah.
And
were they selling them, like, you know, out of the trunk of their car? Like, how does that work?
I don't think you can sell
sharks
out of the trunk of your
car. I know. I was trying to figure
I think he had, like, a tank in his truck. Like, but they were, like, shipping them up to New York and selling them to, like, really rich people with big aquariums and stuff.
Mm. Like Jay-Z?
Yeah, sure.
Tupac?
So, anyway. Yeah.
Hashtag
not
dead.
That's not
the only thing you did, though, today, though. You did some other things today.
Oh, I did do some other things today. So.
Were you on a scooter?
Today, I was on a scooter. What? You know, one of those little electric scooters that big cities have now.
Yeah.
I don't know what you're talking about. Are you talking about, like, the thing you rent that you can drive around downtown?
Yeah. Yeah.
Are you?
I mean, I'm a man. I'm a man of the people.
Listen,
can
we put an ad out immediately for a new co-host that does not use scooters?
I love big city meat.
Look, they're fun.
Those things are a lot of fun. So much fun. I wanted to go get on one.
On a scooter?
Yeah.
In a downtown area?
Sure.
You would die.
It wasn't, but we weren't like in downtown, like driving on the road. We were on what's called the Atlanta Beltline, which is like a walking, running path that goes like halfway
around
the city.
Good job, though. I'll give you props for not walking or running, but using an electric scooter in that instance.
Yeah. No. Oh, yeah. No. It was like 1,000 degrees outside, so I'm glad I wasn't walking or running.
That's awesome.
What's new with you, Em?
Well,
we'll let you go second.
We have new reviews, friends.
New reviews. What's up in the house?
From Bildozer21. 5 stars. Extremely entertaining podcast. I grew up fishing in Florida and I'm new to duck hunting. This podcast keeps me laughing every week during my commute for work.
Bill Dozer.
Have
that's
we done that one before?
Name. I don't know.
Maybe that's a repeat. Who knows? Here's another one from Hunt Fish Florida. 5 stars. Alabama.
Friend of the show, Taylor Willis.
Alabama of the podcast something.
Yeah. I think it's we are the Alabama of the podcast industry.
Oh, so like comparing us to the Crimson Tide of the college football.
No, I took it as comparing us to the greatest country band of all time.
I took it as comparing us to the only state that's continuously 10 years behind the rest of the states.
Okay, those are all three.
Yeah, okay.
Let's hear the review, and then we'll figure out what
that is. There's no wrong answer there.
Okay, he says, nobody ever thinks of Florida when it comes to the hunting side of the outdoors game. Not only do y'all chew the fat on all things Florida and all things life, but y'all expose the great outdoors our state has to offer in the outdoors. Y'all have great personalities and are a blast to listen to. Keep on keeping on. Sincerely, the Hunt Fish Florida crew.
Yeah, that's Joe Dimichak and Taylor Willis. I'm pretty sure he wrote that review. Have you seen the Alabama meme going around where it says, when you see a whitetail buck deer munching on clover? And it's got a picture of the dude from Alabama with his mullet in all of his glory?
Yes.
I'm pretty sure that meme came out the day that review came out. And so I think it inspired Taylor to get out there and engage with our roots. Do you have any more? Do you want to do one more?
I have two more.
All right. We got time for one more. You're going to do two more?
Okay. If I only can do one more, I'm going to do this 5-show review from Duncan McLeod.
Duncan McLeod is one of the great names in.
Is he a weatherman?
No.
He should be.
No. He is a river dance instructor.
Get out of here.
Tell me that wouldn't be a great name for a river dance instructor.
That would be. That would be.
He says, okay, stop. He says, I love the show. Been listening to it for a couple of years now.
Years.
I really like how they mix it up. It can be funny and light, but also cover important issues we all face as outdoorsmen and outdoorswomen. The only complaint I have is about the hot dog deal. Don't get me wrong. I love a good hot dog, but it has about as much chance of being a sandwich as my 10-speed has of being a Porsche.
Boom.
Duncan McLeod has spoken.
Duncan McLeod, not a food reviewer. Not a connoisseur of hot dogs or sandwiches.
Nate, where were you at on the hot dog sandwich debate?
Not a sandwich. Not a sandwich.
That's where I am, too. I think the official review of the show has to agree that it's not a sandwich, and Emily's just going to be out there in left field.
Well, turns out you will be shopping for a new co-host this week.
Dang.
It just wasn't Nate.
That was aggressive.
It's okay. Just put Kaylee in my spot. It'll be same, same.
They won't even notice.
No, they won't even notice.
They're like, did Emily's voice change a little bit?
Oh, dang. Where's my... This is my script from last week, y'all. The do's and don'ts of duck season, part two. I got to go get my other script. Hold on. What's new, Trav?
Before I get in my what's new, we always crack ourselves up because we've done this like three times behind the scenes because we can't figure out how to record a podcast. This is episode 104. Plus, we've done like one-off episodes and stuff. Like, we are a mess.
I thought this was 103.
103. This is 103. Sorry. I can't even count. Nate, you mentioned Georgia Wildlife Federation. I want to give them a shout out. We're going to have an interview in a few weeks with Bill Cooksey from Vanishing Paradise.
Yep.
And Vanishing Paradise is part of National Wildlife Federation.
Right.
Which, when I went up for the fly-in last year over the summer and did some conservation stuff and met with folks in D.C. we talked about, the executive director of Georgia Wildlife Federation was there, and he had a lot of insight into Florida because in a previous career,
right.
I think he had actually worked in the alligator industry, the reptile industry. And so just a super sharp guy, knew a lot of stuff. So I can imagine that was a great event.
Yeah, it was good. I think his name is Mike. I don't remember his last name. But anyway.
I couldn't tell you if you're right or not. I just don't
remember
off the top of my head.
No, he's a super nice guy. Seems very knowledgeable. Yeah, it was a good event.
What else is new is we had a huge listener week. What did you guys think of the Eric Orlando interview?
Oh, my God. The
I
new
loved
show,
it.
Cast and Blast Conversations.
Cast and Blast Conversations.
It was so good.
This week we are interviewing, it's already in the can, it's ready to roll, Eric Weather, because we only interview people named Eric so far in this series. and Eric Weather is a research marine biologist with FWC out
of that's cool.
St. Petersburg. So if you like geeking out a little bit on science and kind of why, how the fisheries management process works, this is a fantastic interview we got coming out. In 2 days, comes out Thursday. So those shows will come out on Thursday, and we're probably going to run them through Thanksgiving and then start another season in January.
That's so cool. Thank you guys for listening and the feedback. It was like Travis got blown up after that episode went live.
Yeah. Did you see some of those texts? Like from,
yeah, that was awesome. Yeah.
Eric was getting texts. He got texts from one guy that was like, I was on my way to the tree stand and had the earbuds in and was listening to it. And then this deer stepped out and I shot him. And it was like a big old 9 or 10 point. I couldn't tell from the way it was laying.
It was a nice buck.
It was
a nice
big
buck.
He's like, I shot that deer while I was listening to the interview with you guys.
So, that's like meta. That's like the most meta thing to have into an outdoors podcast.
Yeah. Imagine what it could do for you, listeners.
But thank you for doing that, Eric Orlando. Also wanted to touch really quick on Patreon.
Mm.
We've introduced this thing called Patreon, which is basically a way you can give us money to be part of the show. So we have two levels. One is the friend of the show level where you commit to give us $3 a month. The other is the conservation club, which is $8 a month. And something I don't think we've talked about is we're going to be doing some special content that only will go out to the members of those clubs. So you'll get stuff at those different levels and there'll be special podcasts. There may be special videos, those sorts of things. So make sure if you go to our website, you can click the link to I think it says support the show. I'll have to look at that again to make sure. But if you want to join our Patreon and help, if you like what we're doing, it's a cool way to subscribe kind of to what we're doing and help us out.
Right.
Because if we get about 10,000 people to do that, we might be in the black. Because we've been running a podcast that does it for a while. The last thing I want to touch on before we pay some bills is the FWC commissioner meetings are this week. In Cape Canaveral. They'll be there. I'll be there Wednesday and Thursday. So if you're in the area and want to come over and say hello or grab lunch or something, shoot me a message somehow and see if we can connect since I'm going to be on the East Coast for a couple days. Those meetings are a good way to come and like meet some of the folks with FWC. You can meet some of the movers and shakers that go and, for lack of a better term, lobby for regulation changes, and American Sport Fish Association will be there. There'll be some guides there. There'll be, you know, in whichever location the city is in, and whichever city the meeting is in, you'll always meet some local folks that can kind of show up because it's close to home and it's convenient and easy. So anyway, I'll be there Wednesday and Thursday. You know what it's time for?
Time to pay some bills with Hallett Insurance.
That's right. Fletcher Hallett, Hallett Insurance.
You know what we haven't talked about in a minute, but we have talked about it on previous shows, is the Instagram account, The Qualified Captain. I think you told us about that, Nate.
I did, yep. And so, and it is a quality, quality Instagram account.
Yeah. If you are a listener of Cast and Blast Florida and you are on Instagram, you should definitely go check out The Qualified Captain. He shows pictures of boats in various stages of
duress.
Yeah. Just boneheaded people making horrible decisions or just terrible things happening to your boat. And every time I scroll that account, I think about Fletcher Hallett with Hallett Insurance, because you never know what's going to happen at the boat ramp. You never know what's going to happen, not even with you on the water, but somebody else on the water who's maybe been drinking or made some poor decisions. And the best way to find out if you're protected is to have a fellow outdoorsman review your policy and make sure that you're good to go.
Yep. Fletcher Hallett, Hallett Insurance. That's F Hallett, F-H-A-L-L-E-T-T at HallettInns.com. You can call or text him 904-315-5812.
Double the L's and double the T's, Hallett, for all your insurance needs.
You remember, was it Jeff Foxworthy that used to do You Might Be a Redneck If?
Right.
And because this is episode 10X, like I can't remember. I think this is
103. 103.
You guys are certain it's 103. You're telling me this, but I don't know if I trust either of you because y'all are terrible at it. Anyway, I was like, looking for inspiration, and I thought, wouldn't it be cool if we did You Might Be a Florida Outdoors Person If? Because that seems on brand for us that we've never, I can't yep. believe we've never done that.
I know.
So we created a Slack channel. How big time is that? That we created a Slack
awesome.
Channel. Like people are listening right now and they're like, wow, these guys are so 2019.
Profesh.
We created a Slack channel, and Nate and Emily and I have been kind of going around and back and forth on that this week, and these are our You Might Be a Florida Outdoors Person's If. Emily.
You might be a Florida outdoors person if you don't, you hesitate when you put on your socks before you put on your waders because it's that hot outside. You yes. don't want to wear socks.
There you go. Yep.
But I go ahead.
Well, I typically wear shorts under my waders like all year long. Doesn't matter what time of the year it is.
Agreed.
Typically wear shorts.
Last year I wore pants under my waders 2 times. And I hunted every day of the season. However, have you noticed that the waders rub real bad now if you don't wear socks? Like, you've got like, those banded waders. Like, they'll yeah. rub you raw if you don't wear socks that are high enough.
Yep. So oh, I, yeah. I, like, around the ankles.
Yeah. It's just like the rubber on them is really bad. So, I have to go with the – I have to go socks. But I wish I didn't.
What would you consider ever wearing pantyhose?
No. Okay. Under no circumstance would I ever consider wearing pantyhose. All right, Nate.
No. No pantyhose. You might be a Florida outdoorsman if you own more thermocells than jackets.
That's a great one.
How many thermocells do you own?
At least 3.
Yeah.
At least.
I would say between Emily and I, we have 7?
6?
6 yeah. or 7. And then my dad's got another 3 or 4. So when we combine forces, it's like we can... We can basically put a cloud around the boat, you know, like we have
right.
hanging out everywhere. All right. You might be a Florida outdoors person if you spent a July night catching snook and remarked repeatedly how pleasant it is and it's 93 degrees and mosquitoes are competing with lightning everywhere around you.
Yeah.
But how true is that? Like, we've been out fishing and you're like, you're dripping sweat. Like, it's miserably hot. It's like Africa. And the air, like when you breathe, it's like you're heavy. The air
it's
is
like you're
heavy.
Underwater.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like you're yeah. down and all the time. And yep. you're like, man, it's not that bad out here right now.
Right.
It is that bad. This is Stockholm syndrome and a state is causing it.
It is that bad.
Yeah, agree. Okay. You might be a Florida outdoorsman if you'll park your truck and trailer 0.5 mile from the boat ramp to make sure it's in the shade.
100%.
Nice. Yeah. I like 100%.
That. 100%. I do that all summer. I would much rather walk to... I agree with that.
Yeah.
I agree with that. I'll find shade over anything.
Yeah, because your car is like 150 degrees when you get back to it if you're not.
But you got to be smart in the summer that you plan on your finish time shade.
Oh, yeah.
Because you get there and it's dark usually, and you're like, oh, I'll park under this tree. But if you're not careful.
Yeah, the way the sun comes up.
The sun will go down and then be under that tree and it'll get you.
That's tricky.
It is tricky. You got to be careful about that.
Pieces of Travis's truck have melted.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. During the summer.
The handles and the rubber on the windows.
Yep. You might be a Florida outdoorsman if you can walk miles in muck and swamp, but can't make it 100 yards up a mountain.
Yes. 100% true, because our conditioning is completely different.
Yep.
You have no altitude conditioning, but you are fine.
Or even just like uphill incline conditioning.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be altitude. Like, altitude doesn't affect me in the North Georgia mountains. It's not high enough.
I would
like. But those steep hills, you start getting up and you're just like, you're whooped. You're done.
You need to hit the stair climber at the gym, my friend.
I do.
I would like to point out, I'm the only one saying you might be a Florida outdoors person. You guys are both saying outdoors men. And I am 2019 uber woke here and making it happen for all genders and identities of people. So there's
that. If you get offended over me saying outdoorsman, maybe you shouldn't be an outdoorsman.
We're listening to this show. Mm. You might be a Florida outdoors person if major holidays include Christmas, Thanksgiving, and the day that quota draws are announced.
There you go.
For deer, ducks, or turkeys. Because that seems like a pretty major holiday on most of the Facebook groups that I'm in.
Yeah,
Who got drawn for what? And then the redraw day, like those are major.
Oh, yeah. Big discussion topics. Mm.
You might be a Florida outdoorsman if your iPhone case has been eaten away by DEET.
Because 100% DEET.
You sprayed so much in the boat around you.
Yep.
This happened to me last week. My iPhone case is like literally falling apart because of the DEET that I got on it. I got some new constant spray DEET. Did I tell you about this?
Yeah, I saw the can.
That's big time. So it's not the little squirt.
Yeah.
It's like
pressurized.
Yeah, you could just spray it forever. Get good coverage in there. Get your tongue a 9-volt batteries laying on top of it.
God. Yep. Nice and numb. All right, you might be a Florida outdoors person if you see more gators than teal during teal season.
Yes, that is true. I'm going to dovetail on that because I have a gator one too. And that's, you might be a Florida outdoors person if you've ever answered, but what about gators? Every conceivable way possible. Which is, they're nothing to worry about. They're everywhere and they're vicious. I've lost 14 dogs and 3 fingers to them. Like,
they're more scared of you than you are of them.
They're delicious.
We've all answered that because at some point that's like the most ridiculous question, right? Because it's just kind of something we grew up around. You don't worry about it.
Right.
But people like want a good answer to that. So at some point you just kind of lean into it and give them a good answer.
Yeah. Oh, they're out here. We might get a bite or two. We might get bit a couple times, but no big deal.
No one has gotten bit on my trips in probably 2 years. All right, you have any more?
Yeah, you might be a Florida outdoors person if your go-to boat snack is a pub sub.
Nice.
No.
I like it.
Unless you're Travis, who has a fundamental, sorry, how should we say this? Publix is the villain in Travis's story, but most specifically the Publix deli.
The Publix deli is the most inefficiently run operation on the planet. And I love Publix subs.
You had to bring it up, didn't you?
I love Publix subs, but you can't go in there and get one ever because they've got like 5 people working, but all they're doing is making boxed fried chicken back behind the register, and no one's going to make my sub.
What happens if you order chicken that's not ready?
You can't order chicken. No, you're baiting me right now, and I'm not going to fall for this.
How do you feel about like high volume times of the day when they aren't prepared for all the food?
How do they not
orders?
Know it's dinner? You go in there at 6 o'clock. They should have boxes upon boxes of fried chicken and chicken wings and rotisserie chickens, and they never have any of it. It's like it surprises them every day.
Oh, man.
And
how do you feel about calling ahead on orders?
Oh, my God.
All right, we called ahead on orders and they gave away one of our boxes of chicken to someone else.
Nice.
I tried to help Publix Deli out and they still just couldn't get out
it's
of their own
our
way.
Our specific Publix Deli though. Like I know, I realize it's not the thing. And the quality of their food's excellent. I love the Publix Deli.
Right.
I just, they have some process problems there. You have any more?
You might be a Florida outdoors person if you hate jet skiers with an undeniable passion of a thousand suns.
Yes, the fire of a thousand
suns.
Well
said, yes.
Right.
You might be a Florida outdoors person if the terms Robert is here, Marsh Landing, the inlet at the outlet, shacks, and the speckled butter bean mean anything to you.
Oh, nice.
All those things mean something to me, and it's glorious.
Yes.
That's a deep cut.
That is a deep cut for only the Florida boys.
Deep
but
cut.
If you're not in Florida, those are all food experiences in and around places we hunt and fish.
Yep.
Amazing food experiences. And you could stand in your own name there because there's some areas I don't hunt and fish. You have any
right.
more? You
nah,
done?
I'm tapped.
You're done? Are you done?
That's it for me.
All right, I got one more. No, I don't. That was a good one to end on. All right, so... Let us know what we missed as far as you might be a Florida outdoors person if, because I'm sure our listeners are going to come up with way better comments than we did.
Yeah.
Nate, what is your release?
So my release is trying to keep up with paid time off at work. Because I just got, like, hired on full-time with where I'm working. So I'm not a contractor anymore. And as a contractor, you have a little bit more flexibility, but you don't get paid for the time you take off.
Right, right. But you could take off basically anytime you want.
But you can, yeah. I mean, there's no, like, rules around or anything like that. So my work, we get 2 weeks that accrues, you know, as you work. And so with a wedding coming up.
Yeah.
And, like, as much hunting and fishing stuff as I like to do.
Yeah.
It's like trying to like, okay, if I take this day off here, but I don't, so I'm going to have to like cut this short by a day. Like, it's so confusing and annoying. And this is my first time ever dealing with PTO.
Yeah,
so I don't know. I don't like, I'm like in the weeds here. Cause I'm just like, I don't understand what's going on. Why can't I just go when I want to go?
It's yeah. interesting. Cause you worked at the archery shop for what? 5 or 6 years.
Right.
So, and there you were the owner. Which
right.
also had its downside, right? Like opening day of
archery of
season, you weren't in the woods. You were tuning bows.
Of course, yeah. No,
but,
that's exactly right.
But the flip side of it was when it got to slow times, you could take time off and
exactly.
You could have staff there to cover or whatever. Yeah, I didn't
exactly.
think about that.
Yes.
That's
so
a new one
this is
you.
A whole new. This is a whole new world for me, so I got to navigate, you know, carefully and figure it all out. But, you know. We'll get it figured out.
Will they let you take unpaid leave once you go past?
Yeah, they
the
will.
Weeks? Yeah.
They will. But I just don't know like how much
and,
I can. Yeah,
yeah.
And like, what does that look
it,
like?
It
you
costs
know, just,
you in political capital.
Right. And so like, you know, I'm just, I don't know. I'm sure I will have to take some unpaid days, which is fine. Cause that's what I've been doing for the
yeah
last year.
Right.
I just don't know how much, like how much they love that or
right.
whatever.
Right.
So
what,
yeah.
What is your release?
My release is, well, so I have a small story. I have a splinter. I have a splinter in my heel and I thought my husband was going to get it out for me.
Allegedly has a splinter in her heel.
You saw it.
It's not very big.
That doesn't matter.
Wow. Wow.
Anyway, Travis was like, what you can do is put a piece of bacon over the splinter and it'll come out. It'll pull it out.
Have you heard?
I've heard this.
Okay.
I've heard this before.
Okay.
Thank you, Nathan.
I was like, oh, haha, that's very funny. And he was like, no, you actually can put like cut the fatty part off a piece of bacon. And I'm like, so you're going to wrap my foot in bacon? I don't understand.
I'm like, no, I'm not throwing it on the grill. It's not a popper. It's not, I'm not stuffing it with cream cheese and jalapeno.
Anyway, so I was like, fine. So he cut a piece of fat off of bacon, secured it under multiple Band-Aids. I wore a sock over it, got up in the morning, super excited, and nothing. No movement. Still a splinter. So
now we're going back to the pocket knife mechanism.
Yeah.
Which
maybe.
Is going to end
I think
up
I'm
with,
just going to leave it in there and see what happens.
The problem is the splinter, I don't think is a splinter. I think it's like a piece of a sand spur. So the tip of it is super flexible, so I can't get a grip on it with a knife.
Right.
Because everyone listening to this has picked a splinter out with a knife.
Oh, yeah.
That's one mm-hmm. of the great pastimes of the South.
Yeah. In fact, you might be a Florida outdoorsman if you've ever removed a splinter with a pocket knife.
There you go.
Yeah, there you go.
My release is also going to turn into a keep because it is the way the Cubs ended their Major League Baseball season. For those that are longtime listeners, you may realize that I am a diehard Chicago Cubs fan because I grew up in Florida but with WGN. And the Cubs lost 10 of their last 12 games. And this weekend, Joe Maddon is no longer their manager.
Really? He got fired?
Best day ever.
Wow.
Because I am not a Joe Maddon guy. I think he's Bobby Cox 2.0. I think he's great for like keeping people loose, but he's a terrible in-game manager. And I think that I know this is my release, and I did it under the guise of a release, but I'm really kind of excited about it.
You know that he brought a World Series to Chicago for the first time in like 100
years. They won a World
Series
in spite of Joe Maddon.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, I could go through. In fact, listeners to this show have messaged me in the past week, and we have recanted every inning of the 2016 World Series and the mistakes that Joe Maddon made along that journey. So, thanks for the World Series, Joe. Don't let the door hit you on the way out. Jeez. That's where I'm at. Do you think Joe Maddon listens to our podcast?
No.
I mean, no.
No, he for sure doesn't. Joe Madden's not out. Yeah. All right, keeps. Nate.
So my keep is the Champion Easy Hit Shotgun Sight. If you haven't seen this.
I have not seen
this. I don't
know
if I've. If you haven't seen this, it is a fiber optic sight, but it's not like your typical one where it's just like fiber optic on both sides. What? What are you laughing at?
I thought you were talking about like a website.
Oh.
I thought it was like a game you play online, like a Champion Easy Hit.
That would be fun. That'd be fun too. Oh, but man. But this sight has like a sleeve that goes over the fiber optic side of the side you look down. So like it's like a tunnel. And so in the tunnel is the fiber optic sight. And at the end of it, it's like open so it gathers light. So what this does though is it helps you keep your head down when you're shooting.
Yes.
Because if your head's up, right. If your head's up, you can't see the whole sight. And so when you're down on it, you can see the whole fiber optic sight and point and shoot. But if your head's up, and I have one of these on my duck gun, the gun I shoot with you, my Stoger.
Yeah, and ever since I put it on, evidently.
Well, yeah, no, I've actually had it for a long time. That doesn't make me, it doesn't mean I'm a good shot. But honestly, with that on, I do shoot better than like with a normal bead. So like when I went dove hunting a couple weeks ago, I took that new over under I have, and it doesn't have one. It just has a normal brass bead like any other gun.
Like Davy Crockett and your grandpappy used to use.
Right, exactly. And I was just missing birds. And I feel like part of it is because I'm used to it from my other gun.
It's like a crutch.
So I ordered one for this one. So we'll see how that goes. But I really like it a lot. They're okay. $20. You can get them on Amazon. They're really good.
I'm going to ask a question because I've never changed the sight out on a shotgun. How does that work? Do you just knock it off with a hammer and some silly putty and glue or whatever? Like how does that work?
You actually don't have to. You don't have to take your sight off.
You don't take the bead off. You just go on top of it or in front of it.
It's an adhesive thing. It's long too. It's like 2 inches long. It's an adhesive. It has an adhesive back, and you just line it up, and then stick it on. So you don't have to move your. You don't have to take your bead off or anything, unless you want to, but. I found that with the bead on, it helps you line up better.
Gotcha. So you just kind of go in behind the bead on it.
Right, right.
I'm with you. What is your keep?
So I have an interesting keep this week. I actually heard about it from another podcast I listened to. They have this, I don't know. I've tried to drink a lot of water, but sometimes you just get freaking tired of the way water tastes. And then you guys have made fun of me for drinking LaCroix, which is kind of expensive. So I got this stuff this week. It's called True Lime. They also make like True Lemon and True Grapefruit. And it's basically these little packets of flavor. And it's literally like just ground up lime or ground up lemon. It has 0 calories, 0 sugar, and less than 1 carb per packet. And it tastes so good in water. Like it just tastes like you squeezed a fresh lime into your water or a fresh lemon. I think they'd be really good in mixed drinks too if that was your thing. But I just wanted to let everyone know.
You bought 8.
I got 100 packets for $8.
Yeah.
So they're pretty cheap.
8 cents a piece.
Yeah. Anyway, they taste really good. I've been drinking more water.
I am proposing. Have you ever had that chili lime corn? where you like mix the lime with the butter and then you put it on the. Have you had this before?
I don't think
it's
I have.
Chili
but
powder,
I know what you're
and then
about.
You wrap it in
we
tin
usually
foil
put
and grill
honey,
it.
Honey
yeah, honey. Anyway, I think that would give it a good like lime kick in the in the butter instead of lime juice because that's what we usually do. But no, I thought it was an interesting idea.
Mm-hmm.
My keep is. Have you guys noticed on social media like an uptick of positive posts?
Yeah.
In the last couple weeks, like it feels like I don't know if maybe the Facebook's changed the algorithm or people are just kind of starting to get it because this is something we've pushed so hard. But I've seen a lot of guys like friends of ours, like Scott Linders, or you saw the Ron Smith post about his wife sleeping in the duck blind, or
so sweet.
Donnie Miley with taking his son out fishing. Scott Linders' son went on his first duck hunt. And like people are posting those pics and people are liking those over the big pile pics way more than they have in the past. And I'm really encouraged by that. Like it's easy to get into the negative weeds in the hunting community because we're a pretty divisive group of guys and gals. But man, you follow the Florida Blood Trailing Network?
Yes. Yeah.
It's a great Facebook group if you're not on that. I've seen a lot of positives out there. You know, that's a cool group anyway, because if you shoot a deer and you can't find it, you back off the deer and you call the guy and he comes. And I've seen so many successful recoveries in the last week or so. And then you got smiling pictures. It's their first deer. You know, the young lady shot it. She thought she was too far back. She knew exactly where she hit it. She was exactly right. We found it 112 yards away. It's just cool, man. Like I get chills
absolutely.
About that stuff. So it's good to see. I'm keeping some positivity there because it's good to see that for a change versus it's nothing against you and your buddies going out and charging hard, right? Because we've done that before.
Sure.
You go and you go get your 18 birds, or you go and you get your turkey, or you go and you get your big deer or whatever. That's fine. Nothing disparaging that. But it's super refreshing to see this stuff kind of usurp that, because this is really what it's all about if we're going to salvage hunting in the long term.
Agreed.
So I'm pretty pumped.
Agreed.
Should we read his post really quick?
You can talk about it if you want to. Yeah.
So he posts a picture of his wife sleeping in the duck boat. He says,
this is Ron Smith from Florida Duck Hunters.
He says, I love that she goes with me. Duck hunting is not her thing, but apparently I am her thing. And so she goes. As we were making the 5-mile boat ride back to the boat ramp, she swept her arms in a motion that pointed all around. And she said, I love all of this. How am I so fortunate to be married to this woman for 42 years? A couple of seasons ago, I bought a camping sleep pad to take when she goes duck hunting. Now she sleeps very comfortably in the boat while I defend the decoys from blue-winged teal. A report of the A5 wakes her, and then she goes right back to sleep. In my mind, I wave my arms over her and think, I love all of this.
That's really nice.
Isn't
that's really
so
awesome.
That kind of stuff, man, is just awesome to see. And we need more of that. More
agreed.
Of the appreciation of the right stuff. But you would not say that she was woke.
No, she was sleeped.
You might be a Florida Outdoors person if you listen to Cast and Blast Florida. Make sure you're following us on all the social medias at Cast and Blast FL. Make sure if you haven't already left us a review on iTunes that you take care of that. And have you told a friend about the show? Word of mouth is the best way for folks to find new podcasts, so we appreciate any way you can help spread the word. As we mentioned earlier in the show, make sure to check out our website for Patreon if you want to support the show. And thank you guys for listening. Have a great week.